I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with this worldwide news update. The Trump administration says it will immediately lift its suspension of military aid to Ukraine and intelligence sharing with Kyiv. The announcement came Tuesday, a week after the measures were imposed to push Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to enter talks to end the war with invading Russian forces. Ukraine and the United States released a joint statement following a lengthy day of talks in Saudi Arabia, and Ukraine also said it was open to a 30-day ceasefire in the war with Russia, subject to Kremlin agreement.
We'll take this offer now to the Russians, and we hope that they'll say yes, to peace. The ball is now in their court. And but again, the president's objective here is, number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end. And I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard. We hope the Russians will reciprocate.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said the discussions in Jeddah had been positive. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte was taken into custody at the Manila airport on Tuesday on a warrant from the International Criminal Court after arriving with his family from Hong Kong, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A few of his supporters chant outside the gate, clad in a dark jacket. An irate Duterte protested his arrest after arrival and asked authorities the legal basis of his being taken into custody.
Show to me now the legal basis for my being here. As I, apparently, I was brought here not of my own volition. It's somebody else's.
Silvestre Bello, one of the former president's lawyers, says Duterte's been deprived of his legal rights.
Filipino, you're entitled to all the constitutional rights as provided by our constitution.
I'm Charles Delatesma.
This is VOA News. Israel's state power company has cut electricity to a Gaza water treatment plant, sparking warnings of a dire health crisis and a population in desperate need of food, medicine, and aid. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Ahmed Al-Rubai manages the water desalination plant in Deir el-Bala. The power cut has forced the plant to turn to fuel generators to keep operating. But fuel must be brought in through crossings, and crossings are controlled by Israel.
With the closure of the crossings and the shortage of fuel supplies, we currently cannot predict how long we can operate on generators. If the closure of crossings continues, the situation threatens to become a catastrophe.
Israel's energy minister instructed the state power company to cut sales of electricity to Gaza, which he described as a means of pressuring Hamas to free hostages.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. There are concerns about the future of children with HIV/AIDS in Africa as U.S. aid cuts threaten to disrupt their vital drug supply. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
President Trump's 90-day foreign aid freeze has upended the global supply chain for drugs to fight diseases, including HIV. But it's also blocked the distribution of drugs that long ago reached their destination countries. The manager of Nyumbani Children's Home, Sister Teresa Palakudi, is concerned about access to life-saving HIV meds called antiretrovirals, or ARVs.
If you stop ARVs for these children, there is drug resistance. Afterwards, they will get all kind of opportunistic infections. Then we lose one by one.
In the meantime, Kenya is scrambling to fill the gaps, but it is not yet clear whether the government has allocated the money to do so.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Argentina began a long-awaited trial on Tuesday of the medical team for soccer star Diego Maradona, who died in 2020 in a case that has riled emotions in the South American country where the World Cup winner is revered. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Seven members of the medical team were in court, with an eighth facing a jury trial in July. Maradona's nurses, brain surgeon, and psychiatrist are among those accused of homicide by negligence. If convicted, they could face 8 to 25 years in prison or have denied any wrongdoing. In 2021, investigators classified the case as culpable homicide, similar to involuntary manslaughter.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.